Okay, this is one of my pet peeves about the Haggadah. You have notes on Haggadah? I see you have notes in that in that sefer.
The difference between the questions, I don't know when I wrote down. You know, the wise and the chacham ask, and I have a Hasidish Haggadah, and they have a Hasidish take on it. And one thing is, I like the best about the Lubavitch Rebbe, what he said. We shouldn't worry about these three people who are sitting next to the table. We should worry about the one, the fourth one, which is not at the table. That's the problem.
That's the
These are whatever questions he asks, but they are here. And that's what is here.
Worry the child that doesn't come to the Seder. We should worry about the child that doesn't come to the Seder. Right? There's more than four banim. I always say there are six. There are the four that come, the Chacham, the Sheen, the Elisha, the Tam, and the Rasha. And then there's the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik has no questions. And then there's the child that didn't come. So they're really six, not four. The Chacham is not a Tzaddik. The Chacham is a wise guy. He's a wise guy.
He provokes, right?
He's a wise guy. He's not a Rasha, but he's not a Tzaddik. He doesn't call him a Tzaddik. He calls him a Chacham. The Chacham from the Mishnah.
Yeah, that's an expression.
Okay, let's see. I'm just going to run through the Nusach, because you know, the Nusach is not so easy. If we get stuck on something we have over here a ton of Mepharshim over here. He has over 95, just on this alone, in the Safari on the computer, it shows here 95 Mepharshim. 95 Mepharshim over here to explain whatever, anything we get stuck on, we'll find the Pshat. This Lachma Anya. Before we begin, this is one of my favorite pet peeves, and that is, who put the word Magid before the word Hol Lachma Anya? Who did this? Who put the word Magid? Who says? So someone is saying, I heard Rybelsky say this. He says, this is a printer's mistake. They never, ever had in the old Haggadahs. I don't know if someone told me, it's not so posh, you should know. I saw in the new Haggadah, this all written up, they did a lot of research on this. Some say that it's supposed to be Magid is in the right place. But others say no. Others say that in the old Haggadahs, they never had the Magid, Yachatz, Pakarpas, Urchatz, they didn't have this. They had a Nusach, that's it. Later, at some point in time, the printers, they start putting these words in the Haggadah to make it clear. They made a mistake. They put Magid before Holach Ma'anya. Magid belongs before Manishtana. It's really in the Gemara. You begin Magid, the children ask the question, and you begin the answer. What's Holach Ma'anya? Holach Ma'anya is what you say when you do Yachatz. What do? Yachatz. You take the matzah and you split the matzah into two parts. And what do? That's it? You just take the matzah and you split it? That's all you do? No. You're supposed to say something. When you take the matzah and you break it into two parts, you make a declaration. Holach Ma'anya. This is the poor man's bread. After you break it and you have a panus, a broken piece, you make a declaration. This is lachma bread, any of the poor man, di which achalu avosana, our ancestors, our forefathers, ba'ara de Mitzrayim. And then you say kol dichvin, anyone who wants. Dichvin means to want. We have here English here. See, I'm not so happy with their English. Let's see what they say in English over here. They have English over here. Oh, here's the English here. Let's see if they have English over here. They have English. Let's see. Kaddish. Oh, here's the English. Look at their English. The English is okay. Yachatz Magid here. You can see this on your screen, what I'm doing? Rabbi Lazer, you can see this on the screen?
Yes.
You can see it, okay. So Holach Ma'anya, okay, this the Yachad Avosana, our ancestors, called Dichvin. What's Dichvin? Anyone who's Dichvin, he translates anyone who's famished. If you're hungry. Okay, that's good. Okay, I thought it means dichvin means if you're poor. No, that's the next thing. Dichvin, he says, if you're hungry. Kol dichvin. He translates it as famished. Famished.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone who's famished, do they have over here? No, they don't really. I can't go through all these. It's impossible to go through the first movie. It's impossible. Wait, they don't have so much over here? I thought they had a lot more. No, the Mefarshim. Okay, the Mefarshim on this. You have to go find each word. Forget it. Impossible to go through each. They don't break it up by each word. Kol dichrich, anyone who is famished, yeseh, let him come, v'yechol, eat. Kol ditzrich, anyone who needs, yeseh, v'yifsach. Now, there are two different things. There's eating, and there is a carbon pesach. If you need, come, let him come, v'yifsach. Partake. So this nusach obviously has to be, this is a very big problem. Because this nusach, if you bring a carbon pesach, why then is it in Aramaic? If you're in the Beis Hamikdash, if you're in Yerushalayim or HaKodesh, everyone speaks Hebrew in Yerushalayim. So why then does it say anyone ditzrich who needs, yeseh, let him come v'yifsach, and he should, in the English translation, it says, partake of the Pesach sacrifice. Can't be. Okay, this Lechor is not correct. Because, first of all, it's right now too late to join a group of people to be part of the Karban Pesach. To be part of the Karban Pesach, you have to be registered. When did they slaughter the Karban Pesach? Erev Pesach. In the afternoon, after Chatzos. They slaughtered it at 12:30. So now you're making this declaration when it's nighttime. You can no longer join a group for the Karban Pesach. It's impossible. You have to be part of a group at 12:30 in the afternoon when they slaughter the Karban Pesach. If you're not registered to be part of a group and they slaughter the Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat from that Karban Pesach. It's off limits. So it's impossible to say the words, yeseh, let you come now, v'yivsach, and partake of the Pesach sacrifice. That's impossible. That's shaloika halacha. And if we're dealing with a carbon Pesach, that means you're living in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, you don't talk in Aramaic. So when it says yeseh v'yivsach, what it means is, come and join us for the Pesach Seder. Not to eat a carbon Pesach.
That's what I have here translated.
What does it say
there? Whoever is needy, let him come and join in the observance of Passover.
In what? In the observance of...
Observance of Passover.
A Passover, right. Observe. Not the Korban Pesach. See, this translation, over here in this translation on the screen, it says, should come and partake of the Pesach sacrifice. Can't be. It can't be.
Too late.
It's too late. It's too late to join. And also, it's also if you're coming to ask to join, you wouldn't ask to join in Aramaic. Aramaic is the language of Golos. And if you have a carbon, so you can't say this is a throwback. Okay, so there are two things. Number one, if you need food, we have what to eat. Number two, to participate in the Passover service, which is four cups of wine, which is moror, which is karpas, shulchan aruch. Yivsach here means participate in a Pesach Seder. If you need food, we got food. And if you need karpas, moror, the zroya, the shankbone, and you need a haggadah, we have a haggadah for you also. We have everything, full service. Yivsach is a general term which means participate in a Pesach service. And if you need what to eat, come and give you food. It's interesting, that for, what would you put first? You would put first, call anyone that needs, who wants to participate in the Pesach service, come. And if you're hungry, we'll feed you also. I mean, you can feed the poor people the whole year. Every night of the year, you can go out and make an announcement, kol dichvin yeseh v'yechol. So this is old news. This is an old story. Anyone that needs, that's hungry, should come eat. The soup kitchen. Every night of the year, Pesach. Every night, anyone who's hungry, come and eat. Tonight, you want to give people four cups of wine. You want to give them morar, You want to give them karpas. You want to chvesnish, all these things you want to go do. It's very interesting. It doesn't say that. It says, don't forget the main thing. The main thing is, when you want to go be very kind and generous, oh, come to my Pesach Seder. Before you come to the Pesach Seder, and you talk religious talk, religion, you know, religion, four cups, and afikoymen, and azoy, and azoy. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? You have what to eat? That's what, don't lose your priority. The priority is, do chesed. First thing is, make sure a person has what to eat. After he has what to eat, then we can talk about religion. We can talk about calm, four cups of wine, priorities. Today you see all over, people get all worked up on the wrong things. They have the wrong priorities. But religion and this and this and this. And what about the basics? The basic menschlichkeit, to be a normal person and be a mensch. You know, that if that, that gets lost. The order is called Dichvin. If you're hungry, Yesiv Yechel, you can say that every single night. Go out into the front door and make this announcement. Called Ditzrich, if you need the four cups of wine and the karpas in the morrow, come Yesiv Yivsach. Hashat Hacha, now here. Here, we're here is in on East 27th Street between I and the dead end. Lashana Habo, the Arad Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Now, why does it say Lashana? Is it Lashana, the two, is it Lashana Habo? Or Lashana Habo'o. Where do you put the emphasis? So if you put the word on Bo'o, Bo'o means, it means the year that has already come. Lashana Habo'o, V'rochel Bo'o imatzoin. She has already come. Basically it means this year. If you put the emphasis on the base, it means Lashana Habo'o. This year, we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Right now, at this moment, we're stuck here in America. But Lashana, but within this year, before the end of the year that has already arrived, before the end of the year, we're going to be Ba'ara di Yisrael. But if you put the emphasis on the Aleph, Lashana Habo'o, it means the year that is coming, that has not yet arrived, next year. Next year, Ba'aro de Yisrael. Very big difference. Where you put, how you pronounce the word, a very big difference. Lashana Habo'o or Lashana Habo'o. Hashata Avde, now we are slaves. Lashana Habo, the same exact thing. Lashana Habo'o or Lashana Habo'o. B'nei Choyrin, we will be free people. Who are we slaves to? This is a very interesting thing. Who are we slaves to? The night of Pesach is the anniversary of Purim. The Purim miracle took place the day after. It was the third day when they fasted. They fasted 40. Oh! My good friend Rabbi Shaul Zev Lobel has arrived. Okay, Lashana, Purim is the anniversary, Pesach, the Lel Seder, is the anniversary of Purim. When did they fast? They fasted on the 13th, 14th, and 15th day. The 13th day, the 14th day, and it says in the Megillah, when did Achashverosh send out the letters? When did Haman send out the letters? It was the Chodesh Rishon B'Shloisha Oso Yoim Boi. On day 13 of the month is when they sent out the letters to kill all the Jews. And on that day, Esther started to fast. And then they fast, that was the 13th, the 14th, the next day. And the 15th day. 13, 14, 15. So the night of Pesach was the night of Pesach, which is the 15th, was the third fast day. And when the Megillah is over, Chazal tell us, after everything is said and done, Akate Avde Achashverosh Anan. We're still slaves. Nothing has changed. Even after the miracle of Purim, Akate Avde Achashverosh Anan. So when you say Lashona Hashata Avde, these words have much, much more meaning when you acknowledge that the night of Pesach was in the middle, was one of the most intense moments of the Purim story. They fasted, and in fact, it was the night when they were the Lel Pesach was Balayla Hahu, Nadu Dashnas HaMelech. That was the next night. I remember exactly. That was the next. I'm getting a little bit mixed up with all the dates, but there's no question that in Pesach they fasted on Pesach. So night of Pesach is the middle of the Purim story, and when the Purim story is over, nothing has changed. Ashata Avdei. And Lashana Haba, either Lashana Haba, the year that already has come, or the next year we're going to be B'nai Chayrin. Okay, so this is Alachim Anya now. Alachim Anya. And I told you again that over here on the screen it puts Magid before Alachim Anya. My Rebbe, Rabbi Belsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, I remember him telling us this. He says it's a printer's mistake. Magid does not belong here. Magid begins with Manishtana. Halach Ma'anya is the words that you recite to accompany the breaking of the matzah. You break the matzah. When you break the matzah, you are frustrated. You are angry. You're upset. When you get angry, you break something. That's what you do when you get angry. You break something. You bang on the table. You break something. And you, when you break it, you're also making it into a poor man's bread, a prusa. Who eats slices of bread, stale slices of bread? A poor person. So you think, Halach Ma'anya, look what I got in my hands now. Look what I got here. I got in my hands, poor man's bread. Our ancestors, they ate this. You know something? Nothing has changed. The more things change, the more they stay the same. It's going to be now 3,335 years since Yetzias Mitzrayim, this Pesach, and nothing happened. It's the same old bread, and we're frustrated, and we say Hoshata Avdei. We're still Akate Avdei Achashverei Shanan. The Gemara. It's not. Okay. Now we go to Manishtana. Now over here, it says he doesn't have the whole nusach. It's supposed to say over here before Manishtana, Kan Habein Shoyel. Over here, it doesn't have the words. It is not a good Haggadah. In your Haggadah, it has to say Kan over here, Habein Shoyel. The child asks, who is the child? All of the adults are really children. Who do they ask? They ask Avinu Shebashamayim. There's some place, there's a minug of Kana Ben Shol, you take time out. And everyone davens. You daven, you say whatever you want to Hashem. You talk to Hashem. Everyone over here is a Bain, and you make all of your requests. Ma Nishanan Zimikalila, Shabhala Zanochlim Chamitsum. This is easy. This part of the God is very easy. Chamitsum Matzah. Alayla Zekulamatzah. Now it's not so easy. Because Shekhar Alelus Anuachim Chametz Matzah, really? Really? Mayor, are you having tonight Chametz and Matzah? I bet you're not having Chametz and you're not having Matzah. You're probably eating asparagus with some lentils and some potato chips. Dortillos potato chips. That's not Chametz and it's not Matzah. Shebechol Halelos.
Grada, I had tonight chocolate covered matzah.
Chocolate matzah. Pss, not bad. Shloish, right. But Shloishim Yom Kodem Machag. You're not supposed to be eating matzah anymore.
It's not matzah. Chocolate covered matzah is not matzah. Can you have schnitzel tonight? That's with matzah crumbs?
That's not matzah. That's schnitzel is not sudosa denama. All right, let's not get involved in this discussion.
No, the breadcrumbs are not matzah. Matzah crumbs that are not used like matzah are not considered matzah.
All right, you're right. I'm not going to argue with you. You're right. I'll also have
no,
some.
No, okay. What do you do if you take and you make eggs with matzah braai?
Yeah, matzah meal is not matzah. Matzah meal is not matzah, period. Matzah that's covered with chocolate
no,
is matzah.
No, you take a piece of matzah, and you mix it with scrambled eggs and you make an omelet.
Say it again.
What if you make matzah? If you make for Shabbos matzah ball soup,
that's not called matzah. You need bread. Has to have the tzura de matzah.
And if you soak the matzah,
that's not called matzah. One second, I have to get my charger. One second.
Huh? My thesis is that if matzah is a matzah that you eat, peanut butter and jelly on matzah is matzah. Cooked matzah, baked matzah.
Let's not wait. Okay. I hear.
Matzah is not matzah anymore.
I hear. All right, Vaita. Let's go Vaita in the Manishtanke. So, Shulchan Leilos, I know this is a difficult question. It's a very difficult question. What it says here in the Agada, Shulchan Leilos, Anoichlem, Shulchan Leilos, it's a very difficult question. What this is over here. There's an answer in the Chassam Sofer which doesn't fully answer the question. The Chassam Sofer says that when you bring a carbon toidah, there are 40 loaves of bread. 30 of them are matzah, and 10 of them are chametz. The matzah, the carbon pesach, is a din, has a din in halacha like a carbon toidah. And the matzah is accompanied, the carbon is accompanied by bread. But why is this carbon toidah different than the standard carbon toidah? The standard carbon toidah has chametz and matzah. But this carbon toidah, the carbon pesach, only has matzah. So the question is, why then do you say shebuchol halelos? Shebuchol halelos. Not every night. It's not every night. You don't need a carbon toidah every single night. So maybe you want to say you really should. You should give shevach voidah to Hashem every single night. Every single day you should thank Hashem by eating shlomim, a carbon toidah. And a carbon toidah is offered with 40 loaves of bread, 30 of them are matzah, 10 are chametz. So every time, every night, Shabbat is very difficult, what it means. Shabbat is anochlim chametz umatzah. Halayla hazeh, only matzah. Number two, Shabbat is anochlim sh'or yirokas. We eat other vegetables. What does that mean? Sh'or. What do you mean sh'or yirokas? How do they translate this over here? All the nights we eat other vegetables. What does that mean? Other vegetables. Okay, I mean, there's an obvious, you know, we say this all the time, but what are we really saying over here? Just going to run through the Muslim very quickly. Show you. Halayla hazeh, we only eat maror. Only we eat maror. We don't normally eat bitter herbs. Only tonight we eat asparagus, carrots, celery. We eat other types of, tonight, no vegetables. The only vegetable we eat is maror. Number three. Shabbat
shalom.
Yeah.
My translation is here more precise. It is said we eat chametz or matzah, not and matzah.
Okay, that's an interpretation. Okay, okay, I hear what you're saying. That is an interpretation, and that is an interpretation.
And even the vegetable says any time.
Any type, shar means any type of vegetable. Shar means the remnant, the return, but that's not the right word. Shalom, call hayurakas. Call mina yurakas. The word sha'or means like leftovers. There's this, and there's the leftovers. I know, we do the same thing. I'm just poking over here. We're just trying to open up some ideas. We're just going to run through very quickly. I don't know. It's a tough question. Chametz or matzah, that's part. It means chametz or matzah, or it means both. That's subject to interpretation. What do you mean, shebuchol halelos? Really? All evenings? Every night you have chametz and matzah? Come on! It's not true! No one has chametz and matzah every single night. And if you say and then shebuchol sh'or. Sh'or means a remnant. Sh'or yurakos. What does that mean exactly? Other. Okay, I know what it says in English. Halayla zemor. By the way, every word is precise. How many words in the Haggadah? There's supposed to be in the Haggadah 1,820 words. Exactly 1,000. You count? Maybe you're going to count now. 1,820 words is supposed to be in the Haggadah, corresponding to the 1,820 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Tanakh. and corresponding to the 1,820 words that are found in the Nusach of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, there's supposed to be the whole bunch more. I'll tell you all the numbers. I wrote it down once. I have it over here. I wrote them all down. My computer. I have a little toy over here. I keep track of all the numbers. Here it is. 1,820. Let's see what we got over here. Wait a minute. It's not all here? Are you talking? I don't have it over here. 1820. Yeah, I do have it, but it's not. I'm not getting it the way I like to get it. I don't know how. I'm gonna waste time on this. I don't want to waste time on this. Try one more time. 1820. I have a whole bunch of them, but not for now. We're taking too long to go put into order here. Okay, let's go further. Shemuchal let us next. Shemuchal is on Ein Nomad Mafilu Pamach. We don't dip even once. Really? Ein Nomad Mafilu Pamach. You never dip your French fries into ketchup? Ketchup? You never dipped? It says that we don't dip even one time. Halayla Zesh Shtepam. Shemuchal let us on. What are the two times? Karpas. You dip the. We dip the vegetable into salt water. And then we dip the maror into Chareses. We eat sitting and we eat sometimes yoshin. So here I'm a laser. Over here it says bein yoshvin ubein misubin. So that's it. It says shachanu ochlim bein chametz bein matzah. Rav Lazer, you see, there's an inconsistency. If chametz matzah means one or the other, it should say like this: bein yoshvin ubein misubin. Is it anu oichlem bein chametz uvein matzah? Halayla hazeh kuloi matzah. Here it says anu oichlem bein yoishim bein misubin. Do whatever you want. Halayla hazeh kulonu misubin. Okay, so now we're getting the answer. The answer is avad mayim lufar, we were slaves to father Mitzrayim. By yotzei Hashem kein Mitzrayim biyot chazaka uvizroya netuya. What does it mean a yot chazaka and a zroya netuya? A strong hand, a yot chazaka. A strong hand. What does that mean? A strong hand. I don't know. Uvizroya nituya, an outstretched arm. So we when we learn chumash, we learn this in this shir at night with uncles. We will learn that we think uvizroya means you raise your hand up like this. It means the opposite. It means you put your hand down. Hashem is in Shemayim, and Hashem stretched out his hand going downwards. I don't remember, it was very fascinating, in the Targ we learned in the Ma'at, sorry. Zroya Netuya doesn't necessarily mean you raise your hands up. Zroya Netuya can mean you put your hands down, you stretch out your hands downward. A Yod Chazaka, just yesterday, that's what it is. Yod Chazaka is you lift your hand up. Fight. Yod Chazaka is you lift your hand up to fight. A Zroya Netuya is when you put your hands down. You put your hands down. When do you put your hands down? When you don't want to fight. When you want to wait. Sometimes, Ezel Gibor, Hakoyvish Yitzra. HaKadosh Baruch was very patient with Klal Yisrael. We misbehaved many times. And Hashem put his hands down, not to harm us. Hashem allowed Paro to get away with a lot of, gave him a lot of chances. So the Yod Chazaka is you pick your hand up to punch someone, to fight. Yod Chazaka automatically connotes you raising your hand. So what's the Zroya Netuya? Put your arms down. Stretch out your arms in a downward motion. It doesn't say Zroya Netuya means to extend them. What's the purpose of extending your arm? What are you doing when you put out your arm? It means your arm is stretched down. Meaning, you're going to wait. Patience. Hashem had with us enormous amounts of patience. When it was the right time, it was a Yod Chazaka. He picked up the Yad. when you in order to use the yad, you have to raise it. And when Hashem didn't want to harm us, Hashem told his arm extended downwards. The zeroya is this portion, is to go downwards. Or okay, and that's what we learned this. It's not my achidish. Patience. Okay, next we learn the tuya. The evil lahutzi hakadosh baruch hu. I was saying that another very interesting thing to keep aware of is that in the Haggadah, very, very often it refers to Hashem by the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, who wrote the Haggadah? Eliyahu HaNavi wrote the Haggadah. Eliyahu HaNavi, what is his midah? We learned this today. The midah of Eliyahu HaNavi is Emes. Eliyahu HaNavi is, the goal of Eliyahu HaNavi is a gilui of Emes. Very pashut. When we share all the questions that we don't take on. So what did Chazal say? Tishvi, I don't like this pshat, but we'll use it for now. Tishvi yitaretz kushiyos ve'abayas. You don't know what the solution is. Eliyo will tell you the emes. He'll tell you what the truth is. The goal of Eliyo HaNavi is a gilui of emes. Anytime you find Eliyo HaNavi appearing, this is emes. This is emes. Bris Mila. Why is Eliyo HaNavi come? Why does Eliyo HaNavi come to a bris milah? Why does he have to? Okay, Eliyo HaNavi once said to Hashem that the Jewish people they don't observe bris milah, they're not observant. So Hashem says, what are you talking about? They're not observant. I'm punishing you. You're gonna have to go to every single bris milah. By the way, what do you learn from that? And going to a simcha is a punishment. You want to go to Muncie? Mayor, you want to go to a wedding in Muncie? Okay, so I go to Muncie. It's suicide. It's one thing you want to go. You go to a wedding in Muncie from Brooklyn. You know what I mean?
I have a Bashanach tonight in Muncie.
Two hours.
You want to go to Bashanach?
No, I don't. Two hours. 2 hours to go. More.
The Tosha Rebbe came. From Montreal, for Vachnach, of the grandchild.
Okay,
tonight,
so...
Tonight, in Muncie.
To go from Brooklyn, to go during rush hour, you want to be on time for the chuppah. You want to go to, in the atrium, you want to be on time for the chuppah. At 7:30, you want to be there at 7 o'clock. You know, good smorgasbord, 7 o'clock. You have to leave 4:45. I'm not sure, go check it on Waze. You'll see I'm not joking. To go down the West Side Highway, or the FDR, suicide. So it's like it's a punishment. And then you gotta go back is another hour and a half. And it will leave an hour and 15 minutes. So you're not gonna say that. Chas v'shalom, it's a simcha. A simcha. This is a bracha. But everyone says, no, this is no bracha. No, if it's your own family, then it's a bracha. But if you know you're an acquaintance and you don't want to insult them, you have to go. So where do you know that it's takapana? Look at Eliyo HaNavi. Hashem said, I'm going to punish you. You go and you tell me that the Jewish people do not observe bris milah. You will now have to go to every single bris milah and be present in order to say edus, that the Jewish people are observant of the bris milah. So you learn from that that when you have to go to too many smachos, it can be punishing. In any event, why is Eliyahu come to bris milah? Because Rashi says that the midah of emes means when you fulfill your promises. The to witness all of the children of Klal Yisrael is a kiyum of the bracha that Hashem said to Avraham Avinu. Avraham had no children, and Hashem said, "Don't worry, you're gonna have children." And you see the stars of heaven? You're going to have children. And what happened? Abraham died. He never saw the fulfillment. I mean, he had Yitzchak. But he didn't see Ko Yeh Zaracha. Ro'eril Abraham el Yitzchak v'el Yaakov bekel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem? Loi noidati. I made to the avos promises, but I never was mekayim. They did not see the nida amitishali, that I am neman to be mekayim my promises. The bris mila is the bris Avraham. Hashem made a promise to Avraham, ko yezaracha. The essence of Eliyahu HaNavi is emes. He comes to see, oh, a new baby was born into this world. This is a haftocha, a kim of the haftocha of Hashem. This is a revelation of emes. And therefore, Eliyahu HaNavi must be there to see that emes. Now, why? Now, this is one example. Eliyahu HaNavi always represents the need of emes. Here, in the Haggadah was written by Eliyahu HaNavi. Why do you have to write it? Why couldn't Hillel HaZaken, the one who wrote the bracha of Olam HaLashinim, why couldn't he write the Haggadah? Why couldn't the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla, why couldn't they write the Haggadah? Why couldn't Esther HaMalka, she wrote the Megillah, she knew how to write, a very long Megillah, keep you in shul 45 minutes, Purim, and twice a day, so she doesn't know, she couldn't write the Megillah, she couldn't write the Haggadah. Why would Dafka Eliyahu HaNavi? Because Enes, the Haggadah, the words of the Haggadah, it is Enes, this is a Yesod in the Haggadah. The Pesach Seder is the most true document that we have, besides the Torah. It's the truest rabbinic document that we have. Maybe you can argue it's even more true than the Gemara. The Gemara was written by Ravin and Rav Asher, and the Haggadah was written by, and the Nusach HaTfil was written by the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla. But the Pesach, the Haggadah Shal Pesach, the Mesorah, it was written by Eliyahu. Because this is, from all of the rabbinic literature, the rabbinic documents that we have, this is pure emes. And the Mela, Chazal say, emes koi, shikro loy koi. The Pesach Seder is the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. This, the Pesach Seder, is an anchor. It's an anchor in which Klal Yisrael, they attach themselves to the Pesach Seder, and this anchor preserves the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. Koi, Klal Yisrael remains forever. That's why it's the Dafka Eliyahu HaNavi wrote the Haggadah. It's the mid of Emes. So over here, I wrote with the Pharaoh, I was slaves, the Mitzrayim. Okay, there are two people over here. There's Paro and Mitzrayim. We could have been slaves in another country, and we could have been slaves to a different leader. These two people, these two is a lethal, lethal combination. The land of Egypt is not a good place, and Paro is not a good place. If Paro would have been the king of another country, it would have been big problems. But the environment would not have been so hostile. If we were in Egypt and we had a different head of state, we would have Putin. Let's say we would have been in the Mitzrayim and Putin would have been the head of the country. It wouldn't have been so bad. If we would have been in Russia and Paro would have been in charge, it wouldn't have been so bad. It's the lethal combination of Paro and Mitzrayim. Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Misham. Our God. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we got a little talk. We refer to Hashem with this term, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the whole Haggadah. As I was saying, we would be onu, us, uvonenu, our children, uvonenu, mishubodim. Over here, notice, we talk about grandchildren. The Baal Haggadah is setting the tone. It could have said, Hari onu, vizarenu, us and our seed. He didn't say that. Anu uvonenu uvonevonenu. He goes and he opens up the Haggadah with a concept of children and grandchildren, which creates a whole new dimension of the concept of grandchildren. Mishubadim hayu, we would have been mishubad. Doesn't say we would be slaves. Doesn't say we would have been. We owe you. Lefabim b'tshrayim b'afilu kol nechacham kol nevoinim kol nezikeinim kol yod mesatayra. How many categories? Chacham, number 1, 2, 3, 4. Who's the chacham here? Who's the tam? The nevoin? Who's the zaken? The she'ein le'lishol kol yod mesatayra. This is the rasha. When you think you know something, you know nothing. You see, may you hear the vart? This is an original vart. You hear the vart over here? We have here the arba bonim appear right away. Chachamim, nevoinim, zikainim, yoidim es ha-toira. The chacham is the chacham, the wise guy. The nevoin is the tam. Tam means is mevin davar mitoich davar, tanimus. Tanimus. It's not a bad term. He has a zokain. A zokain knows to be quiet. She'eino yodeh lishol. He keeps his mouth shut. It's like what Rav Avigdor Miller said, his advice to all grandparents. A grandparent has to know two things. Two things. All you gotta know. You want to be a grandfather? You just have to know two things. It's Rav Avigdor Miller, the halakha of Rav Avigdor Miller. Two things. Number one, you have to know how to keep your mouth shut. Number two, you have to know how to open up your wallet. If you know those two things, you're good. So the Zakenim, they know quiet. She'ein yodeh lishol. Don't start chepping. And this is the Rasha. Yodeh es ha-Torah. Really? Really? You know the whole Torah? Really? Really? You know, tachlis hayidia sheneida sheloineida. Someone who really knows that he knows nothing. Someone who says he knows everything.
A lutvak is just the opposite. A lutvak always likes to say, and he likes to keep his pockets closed.
You got it. Mitzvah leidin l'sabe b'zizit Hashem, for l'marbe l'sabe b'zizit Hashem, harei zem m'shubach. Anyone that's marbe.
Ryan, you're the most typical lutvak.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to remind me. I'm not going to rub it in. Harei zem kol l'marbe l'sabe b'zizit Hashem, harei zem m'shubach. The more you talk about Yitzias Mitzvah, harei zem m'shubach. What does it mean m'shubach? You're praiseworthy. You're deserving of praise. People that talk about deserving of praise, really? Okay. Let's stop here. We'll continue next week. This is a zokain. A zokain.
No.
Zeh shekana chochma. The Russia?
What's the chacham is the
chachamim.
Tam.
No, he says afilu klon chachamim. The novoin is the tam. Because he's smart. He's a smart guy.
Okay.
All right. So that's tongue in cheek. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you for coming. Zay gesund.
Okay, thank you. Zay gesund, everybody. Bye-bye.
Yes.
The reason why Olach Ma'anyo is in Aramaic, it's Olach Ma'anyo, you're addressing poor people who have no money. And usually the people in the Eretz Yisrael, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the poor people spoke Aramaic, it was the language of the street, while the elite spoke Hebrew.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Okay,
I'm Lisa. Thank you for coming. Good night, everyone. Thank you very much for coming. Zaygizun, Zaygizun. Thank you.
That's the word from Mizake.
Okay.
Zaygizun.